أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الحمد لله الذي ليس لأوليته ابتداء ولا لأزليته انقضاء، وانحصرت الأوصاف عن كنه معرفته ورضعت عظمته العقول، والذي لا تواري عنه سماء سماء ولا أرض أرضا. ثم الصلاة والسلام والتحية والإكرام على سيد الفتحاء سيد المرسلين والأنبياء أبي القاسم محمد المصطفى.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
وعلى الجوهرة القدسية البتول العذراء سيدة النساء فاطمة الزهراء، وعلى بعلها أمير المؤمنين، وبنيها الذين أذهب الله عنهم الرجس وطهرهم تطهيرا.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
لا سيما على بقية الله وحجته الكبرى الذي بيمنه رزق الورى، وبوجوده ثبتت الأرض والسماء، ولولاه لصاحت الأرض بأهلها، واللعنة الدائمة على أعدائهم أجمعين من حين عداوتهم إلى قيام يوم الدين. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى في كتابه الكريم: في بيوت أذن الله أن ترفع ويذكر فيها اسمه يسبح له فيها بالغدو والآصال رجال لا تلهيهم تجارة ولا بيع عن ذكر الله. صلوات.
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد.
Tonight we are commemorating the day of Shahadat of our sixth Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad al-Sadiq alayhi salatu wa salam.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
The Imam who is considered to be the Ra'is and head of our fiqh, our religion, because he expanded and spread the knowledge of the Holy Prophet in times where the enemies of Islam were trying their best to cover up the teachings of the Prophet and Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, and drive the people away and to dilute the values of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam alayhi salam was born on 17th of Rabiul Awwal, and his shahadat, the day of shahadat, is a controversy in the history, but the author of Jannatul Khulood has mentioned 25th of Shawwal as his day of shahadat, whereas some other narrations are also there which mention as the middle of Rajab. And the assassin, the killer of our sixth Imam, was the tyrant ruler of his time, Mansur al-Dawaniqi, who had poisoned the Imam through the grapes. In the time of our sixth Imam, there were 12 different rulers exchanging hands, 12 different governments exchanging hands, from Banu Umayyah, whose empire and kingdom was ending, till Banu Abbas, who were worse than Banu Umayyah, and they were trying to establish and settle their government. In these times of turmoil and fights and conflicts between Banu Umayyah and Banu Abbas, Imam alayhi salam had the best opportunity to benefit from this tussle and to start the propagation of the religion. So one narrator says, I found 900 people in the masjid of the Prophet, and all of them were saying, Haddathana Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq alayhi salam. That means they were narrating various narrations of the Prophet and the teachings of the Prophet by mentioning the name of the Imam. So he was the source of the Islamic teachings being narrated by scholars of various sects of Islam. 4,000 students used to study from him, and this knowledge that has been spread by the Imam was one of the reasons of hatred of the government, because they found themselves helpless in front of the expanding knowledge in the Islamic Ummah which has been spread by the Imam. So that's the reason you find that Mullah Darbari Mullahs were introduced in abundance, and so many of the paid scholars were introduced by the Tawaghit, the Tawhut rulers, to dilute the effect and effectiveness of the Imam. So we find Ibn Abil Awja was brought to spread about Ilmul Kalam and Ilmul Aqaid. Abu Hanifa was brought up, and likewise Qatada, you know, and likewise Sufyan al-Thawri, who is considered to be the head of the Sufi tribe. And all these people were sponsored and brought forward by and supported by the rulers. And we find that in one of the incidents where Qatada had in his mind to insult Imam Sadiq alayhi salam in a gathering, he prepared 40 questions to ask the Imam. And when Imam alayhi salam entered into that gathering, the Jalal and Majesty which every Masoom alayhi salam has, and the Ubuhat and Shaukat of the Imam overturned the whole gathering, and everybody stood up in his respect when he entered. And then Imam alayhi salam asked Qatada that, do you have a question? And he started to ask the Imam that, Yabna Rasulullah, is cheese allowed in Islam or not? Imam said to him that, these types of questions do you have? I mean, isn't that such a simple and such a childish, that's not part of the hadith I'm explaining to you, it's such a childish and simple question that you are asking in front of a gathering where there are so many people waiting to hear from the Imam. So these are the types of questions that you have. And he said, no, actually, as a matter of fact, I had prepared 40 questions to ask you, but as soon as you entered into the gathering, I forgot all those 40 questions. So that's where Imam alayhi salam recited this verse of Holy Quran, which I mentioned in the beginning of my speech. Imam said to him, which I am paraphrasing all these narrations, that do you know you are sitting in front of whom? And so he said, you are sitting in front of the person for whom Allah has said. And then he recited this ayat from Surah An-Nur, verse 36, Fi buyutin adhanallahu an turfa'a, in houses that Allah permitted to be raised. Yuzkaru fi hasmuhu, in those houses his name is glorified. Yusabbihu lahu fiha bilghuduwi wal asal. So Allah is glorified in those houses in the morning and the evening. Rijalun la tulhihim tijaratun wala bay'un an dhikrillah. Men who neither the trade nor bargain makes them away or makes them forget the remembrance and zikr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And that's where Qatada replied back to the Imam that these houses are not the houses which are made of mud and clay. Actually, these houses are you, the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salatu wa salam. So we find that these people had such a great enmity towards the Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. And that's the reason that this propagation of the religion did not last for long durations. It was for certain durations of time only. And after a while, the history says, that narrator says, when I went there to pay a visit to the Imam, I found his door is shut. He was again put under isolation, under surveillance. And there was a curtain hanging in front of the door, so no one was allowed by the government to see Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So that's how the governments have been behaving throughout the history towards our imams. But in those short durations that the Imam had the opportunity to propagate, he has propagated so much that the scholars of Islam are in utter surprise that how can so many narrations have been spread and taught by one human being in such a short period of time. So the biggest muhaddith of the entire history of Islam is our sixth Imam As-Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam. Durais has narrated about this ayat of Holy Quran, Kullu shay'in halikun illa wajhahu, everything is destroyed except his face. About this ayat, Imam alayhi salam has said, Nahnu al-wajhu alladhi yu'ti Allahu minhu. We are the face through which Allah gives. So they are the wajhullah and they are the face of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and nothing is hidden from their knowledge because they are engulfing everything which is created by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So we find that Abu Basir says that I was mujnib in one of the nights. I found a bunch of people are going for the ziyarat of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam. So I thought, let me just join them and go and pay a visit to the Imam. When I entered into his house, he said to me that, don't you know that in our houses a mujnib person is not supposed to come? So this is obviously the places of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam are the places of Taharat, where we are always supposed to abide by the rulings of Taharat before we go into their houses. And likewise, Shakrani was a follower of the Imam and he drank alcohol. And obviously nothing is hidden from the knowledge of the Imam. And the narration says that Imam alayhi salam, he says himself that Imam once saw me and he said to me that Al-Hasanu likulli ahadin hasan wa minka ahsan limakanika minna. A good deed is good from everyone And it is better from you because you have, you know, because of your relationship, because of your status towards us. Obviously, a Shia is connected towards the Imam and Ahlul Bayt and Ahlul Salam because of our connection, our status connected with the Imam. A good deed that we perform is considered to be good, better done by a follower. And also Imam said, Al-Qabihu li kulli ahadin qabih. وَمِنْكَ أَقْبَحْ لِمَكَانِكَ مِنَّا. And a bad deed is bad from everyone and it is worse from you because of your status towards us. Because a mu'min is connected with the Imam and we are linked with the Imam being his shias and followers. If we perform a bad deed, so that's how Imam al-Islam is guiding towards Shakrani towards his drinking thing that he had done, and guiding him in those few minutes or moments that he interacted with this person. So every moment of the life of the Imams is a guidance and hidayat for the people. So Imam alayhi salam says, Ala ibn Sababa has narrated that Imam said that I know everything which is in the heaven and the earth, in the heavens and the earth, and I know everything which is in the paradise and the hell. I know about the future and the past. And then Imam said that this knowledge I have it through the Quran, from the Quran. So I have, you know, tasallut, and I encompass the whole Quran. Just like my palm of the hand, just like you have control, you know everything about your own palm of the hand, like that I have the control over the whole Quran. So this is how he knows Quran inside out. If the people had gathered in order to learn the knowledges of Quran, they had gathered to the Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam to learn the knowledge of Quran, we would never have been witnessing 73 sects in the Muslim community differing with each other. The reason why Imam Sadiq alayhi salam is called a Sadiq. We have narration that Muhaddis Qummi has narrated from Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam that someone asked him that who is the Imam after you? And Imam alayhi salam mentioned that it will be talking about his son Muhammad al-Baqir alayhi salatu wasalam, who is going to dissect the knowledge. Then the person said, who is going to be the Imam after him? And Imam said, Imam al-Sajjad alayhi salam said that Ja'far, his name is Ja'far, who is known to the people in the heavens as Sadiq. And the people in the heaven know him as Sadiq. This person asked him that, well, why is he called Sadiq when all of you at Bayt are Sadiq? I mean, certainly all of you are equally Sadiq. So he replied that my dad told me from his father, from Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa alihi wa sallam. When this son, in other words, Imam Ja'far al-Sadiq alayhi salam is born, name him with the name of Sadiq, because fifth of his sons, that means fifth son in the lineage of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, will also be called Ja'far. Fifth of the sons of Imam Sadiq alayhi salam will also be named as Ja'far, and he will wrongfully, he will fakely claim to be the Imam, and this is how he is going to do iftira and tuhmat and slander against Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And he is known to Allah as Ja'far al-Kazzab, which is a historical fact that Ja'far al-Kazzab was the son of Imam al-Hadi alayhi salatu wasalam. And he claimed the imamah, then he is the one who came forward at the time when Imam al-Askari alayhi salam passed away, became shaheed for the reciting of the Salat al-Janazah, Ja'far al-Kazzab came forward, isn't that right? And that's where the history says that Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salam, who was just approximately five and a half years old child, suddenly he came out of the house and he put his uncle aside and he led the Salat al-Mayyit over his father and then he disappeared again. So the same Ja'far al-Kazzab is what the hadith is talking about, that after that Imam Sajjad al-Islam cried and he said, as if I'm seeing Ja'far al-Kazzab, that he's provoking the Khalifa of his time for doing the tafahus and taftish, for searching about the hidden Imam, that means Imam Sahib al-Zaman alayhi salatu wasalam. So Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, this is the reason why he has been named as a Sadiq, and that's how he is distinguished between him and the rest. And Abu Basir had a neighbor and he was always feeling bad from this neighbor, because this neighbor was into songs. Every now and then there were the voice of songs coming from his house. Not just that, but he purchased some female servants and slaves and who used to sing in his house. And he was so much in pain because of all these harams. This was a Shia guy, you're talking about a Shia person. And all that taking place next door to Abu Basir. Abu Basir is a very high companion. He was in severe pain. And once when he travels from Kufa to Medina, he complains to Imam Sadiq alayhi salam about his neighbor. And this narration has been narrated about various, about two different people actually. Another narration says that it is about Ali ibn Abi Hamza. So he complained to the Imam and Imam alayhi salam said that, in other words, that when you go back to him, say to him that I say to him salam from me, and that I am going to ensure the paradise for you. So when the same happened, so Abu Basir came back from Medina all the way to Kufa, and obviously when a person comes from visiting, from the ziyarat of the Imam of his time, people usually, you know, go and see him and talk to him, and isn't that right, and inquire how was Imam Sadiq alayhi salam, how is the Imam, what did he say, and all that stuff. So lots of people came to see him, including his neighbor, the same neighbor who was involved in various types of haram. And when he showed up, according to what Imam has commanded, Abu Basir said to him that Imam has sent salam to you and said that I am the insurer of paradise for you. When he heard this remark, he was transformed. Sometimes certain statements are, you know, a person is spiritually prepared at some times of his life that certain statements click at that time. Isn't it right? So obviously the statements of Imams are always effective, but we are not good recipients of their statements at some occasions of our life because of various situations that our soul is going through. This is what the Imam knows best. So Imam, when he heard that remark, he just went away. He was transformed and he was moved. He went away, and obviously his job was also haram. He used to work for the Tahut ruler in those days, which is one of the biggest harams. In the other narration from Ali ibn Abi Hamza, this person says to the Imam that why, well, in other words, I have, and you know, this is the job that I found. So Imam alayhi salam said that laula anna bani umayya wajadu man yaktubu lahum wa yaji'u lahum ilahum al-fay' wa yuqatil anhum wa yashhadu jama'atahum lama salabuna haqqana. If Banu Umayya didn't find people writing for them, see in a darbar there are people working various jobs, isn't that right? There are some people who are writing things commanded by the government to be the official historians, writing their version of the stories, just like we have the media, isn't that right? So there were media people available who were writing on behalf of the Tahut. Wa yaji'u lahum al-fay. There are some people who bring the taxes back to the government. That's how they make the government stronger, isn't that right? There are some people who are working for collecting the taxes. Wa yuqatilu anhum. There are some people who fight on their behalf. They go to the battlefield and they fight. They do the job of fighting for the Tawhid government. Wa yashhadu jama'atahum. There are some others. There are some people who go and pray behind the Tawhid rulers in jama'at. People doing various types of job for a government, isn't it right? If the Banu Umayya, if Banu Umayya could not find all these people doing various types of job for them, lama salabuna haqqana. They would not be able to snatch away our right of government. The right of rule from Ahlul Bayt has been snatched away because there are people supporting and doing various types of supports for the government. At the end of the day, the Tawhid ruler gets the support, not the Ahlul Bayt. Isn't that right? That's how it works. So, وَلَوْ تَرَكَهُمُ النَّاسُ وَمَا فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. If people had quit them and what they have in their control, مَا وَجَدُوا شَيْئًا إِلَّا مَا وَقَعَ فِي أَيْدِيهِمْ. They would not have found nothing except what falls in their hands. So what the governments grab is because of the people's support. That's how it works. So then this person realizes that how wrong he's doing for working for the Tawhid ruler, and then he says, فَقَالَ الْفَتَى جُعِلْتُ فِدَاكَ فَهَلِّ مِنْ مَخْرَجْ مِنْهُ. Is there a way out for me? And then Imam says, إِنْ قُلْتُ لَكَ تَفْعَلْ. See, Imam don't want their words to be wasted. This is wisdom. Isn't that right? Like Imam Qadim alayhi salam has said to Hisham ibn al-Hakam, إِنَّ الْعَاقِلْ لَا يُحَدِّثُ مَنْ يَخَافُ تَكْذِيبَهُ. Aqil does not speak to a person about whom you are afraid that he is going to deny. We don't waste our word. We talk to people whom we think they would accept it. They would be effective. So Imam al-Islam said to him that if I say to you, would you do it? He said, yes, I would do it. So Imam said, أُخْرُجْ مِنْ جَمِيعَ مَا كَسَبْتَ فِي دواوينهم فمن عرفت منهم رددت عليه. Get out of all what you have earned from their job, in other words, and pay the money back to the owners, whomsoever you recognize, pay the money back to them. Woman, see, the taxes that the Tawhid is collecting, does it belong to them? Are they the owners of the taxes? The taxes are owned by the people. It's their money. The money needs to return back to the people. The people need to give taxes to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Isn't it right? They are the owners of the tax money. The rest of the money belongs to the people. The taxes that the Tawhid collects, they are not the owners. And this collected tax needs to be returned back to the owners of the money. That's how it goes. This is justice. This is exactly what Imam Ali alayhi salam did. Wallahi law wajadtuhu qad tazawwaja bihin nisa. Isn't that right? I swear to Allah, if I found it, the money has been paid for as the mehr of the women. Wa mulika bihil ima, or the slaves have been purchased. La radadtuhu, I would certainly return it back. Fa inna fil adli si'atan. Because expansion, certainly in justice lies expansion. وَمَنْ ضَاقَ عَلَيْهِ الْأَدْلِ. Whoever considers adl and justice to be tight, فَالْجَوْرُ عَلَيْهِ أَضْيَقْ. Then injustice and zulm will be tighter upon him. That's how Imam Ali Rasulullah was. That's how Ahlul Bayt are. So Imam Ali Rasulullah is asking this guy who is working for Tawhid to just get out of every earning that he made from this haram job. Get out of all the earnings. pay the money back to those of the owners that you know, recognize. وَمَنْ لَمْ تَعْرِفْ فَصَدَّقْتَ بِهِ. Whomsoever owner you don't recognize, gives the money away as sadaqah on his behalf. وَأَنَا أَضْمِنُ لَكَ عَلَى اللَّهِ الْجَنَّةِ. And in view of all this behavior, I am going to guarantee paradise for you. So, there are people who are muttaqi, who fear Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and there are people who are into the dunya and its pleasures. They are worshipping the temporary pleasures. They don't want to give away their pleasures. They're so much attached to this dunya. They are doing the ibadat of this dunya. Isn't it right? Like Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, An-nas abidu dunya. The best statement, the best way how you can put it, how Imam Hussain alayhi salam said, the people are slaves of this dunya. They are doing ibadat of this. They are ghulam and slave of this dunya. وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسِنَتِهِمْ. Religion is like is a lip service on their tongue. You know, we are religious too, isn't it right? Just to comfort our nafs, we do certain things as a lip service practice of Islam, so that we can comfort our nafs, our hawa nafs and khahishat and nafsani. You know, we are religious too. See, we are not doing drinking alcohol, we are not doing gambling, this and this and that. We are also religious, isn't it right? They do a few things to comfort their own nafs. النَّاسْ عَبِيدُ الدُّنْيَا وَالدِّينُ لَعِقٌ عَلَىٰ أَلْسَنَتِهِمْ. So they practice it, يُحِيطُونَ بِهِ مَا دَرَّتْ مَعَائِشُمْ. As long as their lifestyle is not hurt, when you find there's something harming, they think, quote-unquote, it's harmful for their luxurious, pleasurable lifestyle. قَلَّتْ دَيَّانُونَ. That's where you find the religious people are less. So that's exactly the case. Imam gave him the hidayat and guidance, showed him the path, what he's supposed to do, get out of the haram earnings. So this guy, رَجَعَ الْفَتَى مَعَنَا إِلَى الْكُوفَةِ فَمَا تَرَكَ شَيْءٍ عَلَىٰ وَجْهِ الْأَرْضِ إِلَّا خَرَجَ مِنْهُ حَتَّى ثِيَابَهُ. Ali ibn Abi Hamza says, this person went out from everything that he had, even the clothes that he purchased from the haram job of the taghut, even those clothes he gave it away, so he had nothing to wear in his house. Once I paid a visit to him, I found he was naked in his house, and he said, he was naked, he could not come in front of him because I have no clothes to wear any longer. Every money that I made, I gave it away upon the hukm of the Imam. People have the taqwa and fear of Allah. So the narrator says, فَقَسَّمْنَا لَهُ قِسْمَةً وَاشْتَرَيْنَا لَهُ ثِيَابًا. I provided some of my clothes to him. I purchased some clothes for him. So Ali ibn Abi Hamza says, I got some clothes, purchased it for him so that he can at least wear some clothes. فَبَعَثْنَا لَهُ بِنَفَقًا. And I sent some money for so that he can sustain his expenses. And after a short while, he became sick. Somebody informed him that this person is sick. I went to pay a visit to him. He was on the deathbed. He was about to die. He was unconscious. From his unconsciousness, he opened up his eyes and said to me this one statement before he died. And he said, Wafa li wallahi sahibuka. That means, I swear to Allah, your Imam, the Imam has done his wafa. He was faithful towards the guarantee that he gave me. Salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa alihi.
And then this narrator also says, when I next time I visited Medina and I went into the house of the Imam, when I stepped into the backyard, the yard of the house, that's what Imam alayhi salam also said, that Ya Ali wafayna wallahi li sahibika. So Imam said the same thing. So things are in their control, and that's how they are guiding the people, whomsoever deserves the guidance and whomsoever is ready to receive that guidance. In the final moments of the shahadat of the Imam, we find that because of the poison that he was given from Mansur al-Dawanati, La'natullahi alayh, Imam alayhi salam became very weak. Some of those narrators who visited the Imam in the final moments have narrated that Imam was extremely weak, unlike how he used to be. And some people started to cry when they look at the Imam and his condition. And we find that this Ravi says that Imam alayhi salam said, give this much money to such and such person. And I said to the Imam that you are giving away money to this person who attacked you with a knife to kill you. And Imam alayhi salam recited the verse of Holy Quran, الَّذِينَ يَسَلُونَ مَا أَمَرَ اللَّهُ أَنْ يُصَلَىٰ. So, we understand in the light of this story that this person whom Imam is asking to give the money to is one of the relatives of the Imam. He is one of the relatives of the Imam, attacked the Imam with a knife to kill him. And Imam is asking this guy to go and pay this money to him. And reading this verse of Holy Quran, which is informing us about our responsibility towards Silatul Rahim and keeping in touch with our relatives. And that's where Imam alayhi salam said that paradise, Allah created the paradise, in other words, and for 2,000 years, and this paradise, and then Allah provided good smell to the paradise. And the good smell of the paradise can be smelled from a distance of 2,000 years of travel. If you travel for 2,000 years, that's how far the smell of the paradise reaches. Obviously, we don't know. Imam alayhi salam means 2,000 years of that world or 2,000 years of this world. We don't know. We have no clue about that. So Imam alayhi salam said that the smell of the paradise cannot be felt by the person who is off from his parents, anybody who gets disowned by his parents, or somebody who is qati'ur rahim, who breaks away from his close relatives, cannot smell the smell of paradise. But in the final moments of our Imam's life, when Abu Basir came to do the ta'ziyat to the wife of the Imam, Umm Hamida, salamullahi alayha, he says that Hazrat Umm Hamida said to me that I wish you were there in the final moments of the Imam. The Imam was saying, Inna shafa'atana la tanalu mustakhiffam bis sabah. Our shafa'at and intercession is not going to reach the person who considers salat to be less important, khafif, lowly. Imam is not talking about the person who is tarik as-salat, who does not pray. Imam is talking about the person who considers salat to be less important. If you make the list of important things and priorities of your everyday 24-hour schedule, how much is the importance for our salat? When do we pray our salat? In the final moments of the life and the time when the time is about to expire? This shows how much we give importance to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So our shafa'at is not going to reach the person who considers salat to be khafif and less weighty, less important. So there were people present in next to the Imam. There was Imam al-Kazim alayhi salam present. There were the companions, some of the companions and the Shias and followers of the Imam who were there. And they were narrating all these narrations till the last moment of Imam's life. But if we pay a visit to Karbala, we find the situation is totally different. In Karbala, when the final moments of Imam Hussain alayhi salam arrive, we find Imam Hussain alayhi salam, his body is raised over the arrows. When he fell down and Zuljana and the horse kneeled down because it realized that Imam Hussein cannot survive any longer over its back. It kneels down to facilitate the Imam coming over the ground. And that's where we find that Imam alayhi salam, as you know, Shaykh Jafar Shustari rahmatullah alayhi says, Imam Hussein fell down over his face down several times, falling onto his face. Because every time he was raising his head to see if the enemies have started the attack over the Ahlul Haram and the ladies or not. Because that was not tolerable for the Imam to see that the Ashqiya are attacking the ladies. So he was raising his head every time, but he was so much weak with injuries. You know, some of the narrations say that the body of the Imam has 1,110 injuries of sword alone. So with all the injuries, Imam alayhi salam was raising his head and looking towards the khiyam, but he could not stand, so he fell down again over his face. So the ladies are going from one khaymah to the others. Ya shi'ata ala Abi Sufyan. Some of the scholars have narrated that Imam said to the Ashqiya, the followers of Abi Sufyan, in lam yakun lakum deen wa kuntum la takhafoon al ma'ad fakunu ahraran fi dunyakum. If you don't have a religion and you don't you're not afraid of the final day, the day of judgment in other words, then at least be free men. أُقَاتِلَكُمْ وَتُقَاتِلُونِي. I am fighting you and you are fighting with me. فَإِنَّ النِّسَى لَيْسَ عَلَيْهِنَّ جُنَاحٌ. The ladies have no fault. So we find that the ladies had to go from one khaymah to the other. When Imam Hussein passed away, became shaheed, we find someone brings the fire. Someone brings the firewood. Someone brings the spears and arrows to take the hijab of the ladies away through their spears. And the ladies are running from one khaymah to the other, from one khaymah to the next khaymah. And finally, when Hazrat Zainab salamullah alayha, she comes to Imam Sajjad and asks him that, shall we die inside the khaymah or we go out? And Imam, who is the Imam of the time, asked her to go out. And that's where the ladies came out. We say our salam to all the ladies who came out from the khiyam, and all the ladies who were beating their faces, and all those, we say our salam to all those heads who were raised after the shahadat of the Imam over the spears, all the heads of the shuhada, and we say our salam to the bodies of the shuhada which were lying over the ground without the heads.
لا لعنة الله على القوم الظالمين وسيعلم الذين ظلموا أيما ينقلبون إنا لله وإنا إليه راجعون. إلهي بحق الزهراء وأبيها وبعلها وبنيها والسر المستودع فيها. يا الله 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 يا الله. اللهم انصر الإسلام والمسلمين واخذل الكفار والمنافقين. اللهم انصر من نصر الدين واخذل من خذل المسلمين. اللهم انصر واحفظ وأيد علماءنا الربانيين ومراجعنا الربانيين لا سيما الولي الفقيه قائد المسلمين. اللهم انصر جيوش المسلمين وعساكر الموحدين. اللهم فك عن الأسراء المسلمين. اللهم وفقنا لما تحب وترضى وعجل في فرج مولانا صاحب الزمان واجعلنا من أنصاره وأشياعه وأتباعه وأعوانه بجاه محمد وآله الطاهرين.